Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors. But they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's vanta.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and we're here to have an interesting topic for you today, one that I know a lot of people are going to laugh at the title, but OT arm length. We're going to talk about it, and joining me to do that is Anthony Reinhardt. Anthony, how you doing?
Good, Ken. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you back, Anthony. You've done some really fine stuff. I remember you did an episode on how teams use their regulars during the preseason, how often they play previously. This is an interesting topic. I'm certainly known in the Baltimore area and perhaps more broadly as an arm length Nazi for offensive tackles. I want guys who are 34 inches and up in terms of the of arm length. But talk about what your findings have been in this area.
Yeah, it's really interesting stuff. I feel like, you know, I think the casual fan, even the casual fan is interested in the draft, maybe doesn't get into kind of the minutia of figuring out, you know, what is an offensive lineman's fit look like based on particular attributes. But, you know, I had just observed, like, in the last, you know, few weeks, there's been conversation about some of the offensive linemen coming out this year and whether or not, you know, despite having good college film at tackle, whether they're going to fit at, kind of NFL tackle. And that's kind of what drew me to this, and the fact that I had done a little bit of cursory research into this last off season, kind of led me to some interesting conclusions that we'll talk through.
All right, and you're a data guy in the insurance business, as I understand it, and obviously this is right up your alley to pull in this kind of data and reframe it and create great visualizations for it. So what would you like to start with here? I'm going to add your to the stage here and tell us what we're looking at here.
Yeah. So I want to start by teeing it up with this graphic that I'd put together last year. So, I think as I was watching, I have typically watched the Cleveland Browns are my main team. I don't want to say that I'm a fan right now, cause I feel like it's embarrassing, but, I had noticed, you know, they kind of went through kind of a revolving door of guys who played tackle for them in 2023, the season before the offseason where I'd made this graph. And I thought, you know, kind of a lot about, you know, what does it take for guys to transition in and out of different slots on the offensive line? So I thought I would start with looking at, what position do guys play in their final season of college, and what is the position they play the most in their first NFL season? So I kind of made a 5x5 matrix where you would say, for those of you watching on the video, it's like there's the very top row indicates the position that the player played in their final college season. On the left side is the position that they played in their final NFL season. And there's a few different things I would call out here. I think the thing that jumped off the screen to me the most the first time I looked at it is that 45% of guys that get offensive linemen that get drafted played left tackle their senior year. So clearly the cream of the crop offensive line position that I feel like, you know, you get guys from, and you know, it's my sense is that it is you know, teams put their best player in college at left tackle, and I think that's where that kind of feeds from, and then, you know, those guys get drafted and then get moved around.
Okay, so you've got this preponderance of left tackle, and if I look at the numbers, can you just read me the number of left tackle, left guard, center, right guard, right tackle? And these are drafted players, or these first three rounds, or what are these exactly?
374 players that were drafted from 2015 to 2023. I made this last season, so it doesn't include the 2024 draft class. But of all the 374 guys that got drafted, 167 played left tackle, and only 64 of those 167 guys stuck at left tackle in their first NFL season. And, you know, after that, you know, maybe some of these guys move around after they kind of fill in where they get in, and then work from there. But at least starting out, you know, there's 38% of those guys who played left tackle in college end up at left tackle. And then 28% of those guys who played left tackle in college end up at right tackle. And then another 34% end up at guard. So they kind of move around to the inside or to the right side more often than not, because there's just not enough left tackle spots if you're going to draft 45% guys that play left tackle.
So some Ravens that would be included, not included in this list, but were offensive tackles in college, include Ryan Jensen, who ended up being a good center, got a good second contract. Marshall Yanda, left tackle for Iowa, who came to Baltimore and, of course, could play any position, but they never asked him to play left tackle in the NFL. It just does not usually – playing left tackle in college doesn't mean you're going to play left tackle in the NFL.
Absolutely.
All right. So obviously we see fewer players everywhere else. I am actually surprised a little bit that people who played center in college deviated from playing center as much as they did from their drafted position.
That's actually a really fascinating call out, because I made like a second version of this a few weeks later, where I looked at, you know, where do these guys spend at least 100 snaps in their first four seasons? And 92% of guys who played center in college end up taking at least 100 center snaps in the NFL, whether that's preseason, regular season, or postseason. But still, I think, you know, based on this, you know, there's a lot of guys that don't fit into playing center as their primary position right away. But if you played center in college, bet on playing some center in the pros. That typically happens.
Okay. And guards almost never play anywhere else. In particular, left guards, probably, who show those pulling characteristics in college, almost never play. You've only got five guys out of, 50 who played left guard, center, or right tackle in the pros.
Yeah. I think in the entire graph, it's like 87% of guys who played guard in college end up playing guard their first year in the NFL. So if you were a guard in college, bet on that guy being a guard in the NFL. I think that makes the whole thing easier when you think of it like most guys are left tackles, then they move to the inside, and guys who are guards that get drafted, they're guards, and guys who, you know, have played center, they tend to play a little bit of center. So it's kind of like you can think of it sort of tiering down from like left tackle, right tackle, guards, and then center.
Okay. And then right tackle. There are some right tackles who move to left tackle, which actually kind of surprises me. I guess this happens with, with Rosengarten for the Ravens, who came in at right tackle, but it was a left-handed quarterback. There might be some of that. I'm still surprised that as many guys as do have made the conversion from right tackle to left tackle at the NFL level. And this is in their first season as well.
Yeah, just their first season. So, I mean, it could be that a guy doesn't play a lot of snaps, or I also took preseason snaps here if a guy didn't play in the regular season. So some of this is just like, you know, could be guys just getting tried out at you know, at swing tackle maybe as a rookie, and you know, somebody who can just fill in. And I think some of it too is that, like, I think my hypothesis, which I haven't proven yet, is that you might get a little bit of you know, because you have talent in college that kind of pools at the big schools, you might end up in situations where a team recruits two good tackles, because teams, you know, college teams don't deal in the same constraints as NFL teams. At least now they do a little bit more with NIL, but, you know, they don't deal in the same constraints with the salary cap that NFL teams do. It's recruit as many good guys as you can. If you can get them on the field, great. And I think for that reason, when you have these elite college teams like Ohio State or Alabama, I tend to think that it's possible that maybe they're taking guys who would play left tackle anywhere else and end up having to throw them at right tackle because they already have somebody really good at left tackle. I think I was looking at somebody recently, I think DeJuan Jones, I want to say, is the he has played left tackle for the Browns for a couple games this past season, but played right tackle mostly in college, and that was because Paris Johnson was on his other side at left tackle.
Okay, so easy to see how that could happen, and the Power Five schools and even the top tier of Power Five schools would be done with that. Okay, so far we haven't hit on arm length at all.
Yeah, other than to say, yeah, we'll get there.
What the reason for it is, but yeah.
Yeah, so it kind of piggybacked off of this data because I knew I already had this available, and I saw some folks kind of talking about some of the guys who were coming up in this draft, maybe had like shorter arms, and despite having, you know, good looking film in college, maybe are guys that could be bumped into guard on the inside. And just, you know, you see conversation where people are saying, you know, how often does this really happen? It was really a question that, you know, I knew the answer was about 1/3 of the time. Offensive tackles kick inside to guard, but you know, what is the driving force for that? Is it arm length? And then I can kind of shift my view here to this graph. This is not the right one. Give me 1 second here. This is what happens when you post too many graphs. You end up
losing track of the one.
If you're looking for a better way to unwind, focus, or even get a good night's sleep, listen up. Let me tell you about Mood, the online cannabis company that's changing the game when it comes to functional gummies. They've crafted a whole line up of federally legal THC blends designed to help with everything from stress to sleep to mental clarity and even some spicier needs if you're into that. Now, what makes Mood different? They go beyond just THC. They pair it with herbs and adaptogens to create targeted effects that you won't find in any other dispensary. And every gummy is made with pesticide-free, small-farm American cannabis. So you're getting quality that you can trust. I've tried their sleep gummies. And let me tell you, takes about 15 minutes, and I'm out cold, no grogginess, no weird side effects, getting some of the best sleep I've gotten in my life when I take one of these gummies. And if you need a mood boost, there are Epic Euphoria gummies, game changers. And right now, Mood is giving listeners 20% off their first order by using the promo code RAVENS at checkout. So head on over to mood.com, find the perfect gummy for whatever life throws your way, and don't forget to use the promo code RAVENS to save 20%.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Really appreciate your stuff, Anthony. He's by the way, he's at Reinhard NFL. That's Reinhard NFL on Twitter, X, if you want to follow him. All right, we're having some trouble bringing up this graph, but we're going to get there. Can you zoom in on it when you get there? I think I see it.
All right, I think this is the one we want.
Yep.
Okay. Yes. So, good. So I saw some folks talking about, I think it was Membau, maybe the, I don't know if I'm saying that right. The guy from Missouri who's mm-hmm. looking like possibly a first round pick at the Senior Bowl. He measured his arms at 34 inches, I think. So I was kind of curious, you know, is that a typical arm length to transition inside to guard in the NFL, you know, without knowing a lot of other details? And I think the conclusion I came away with is he's probably not likely to be a guard in the NFL if he can play tackle, especially if he gets drafted in the first round, where a team is more likely to give him a chance to play tackle first before they start experimenting with guard. But what I did find is about 33 inches is the sweet spot where you're probably more likely to be somebody who's going to play more guard than tackle in the NFL.
And I don't think we'd find that surprising at all. People who look at arm length and have seen the guys who've converted in the last few years, Eichelberg, the Notre Dame guy, was a decent tackle in there. And he was a guard or center all the way in the NFL, and honestly hasn't played all that well, but certainly a guy who didn't fit at tackle in the NFL. Talk about what we're seeing here. And remember, we've got some people who are consuming this in podcast form, but one of the highlights I see is that everybody, every single player with 35 an inch and up arm length, and it may not still be that many total, but there's a number of data points there from 35 up to 36 yeah. and a half, ended up staying at tackle.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's interesting. I think so. What I have here is I plotted 264 guys who were drafted from 2015 to 2024, so the last 10 years of drafts, that played tackle their senior year of college. And then I determined, you know, kind of the probability at each arm length that or the proportion of guys at each arm length that played the majority of their snaps at tackle in their NFL rookie year, or played at least 250 tackle snaps in the first three seasons. So I thought that would kind of catch guys who maybe don't play tackle right away, but eventually play like a meaningful amount of tackle as their careers go on. So,
so how many people fell out of this? So you have guys, did they have to do one of those two things? Did they have to have some number of pro snaps to qualify for the 264? Is this every drafted player?
Pretty much every drafted player. There's a few guys that did not play. They didn't play college football, like Jordan Maliata, or played at a school so small that I could not find whether like what position they had played exactly. So I tossed them out, and that's maybe five guys or so. Mm-hmm. And then I think there were three guys last year that did not play any preseason or regular season football. So I didn't know what NFL teams would slot them in at. So in this case, I'm looking at regular season snaps first. If they didn't have any regular season snaps, I'm looking at what they played the most in the preseason, their rookie year. So for a lot of guys, this is just a handful of snaps, but it is the, you know, position that NFL teams slotted them into or would have slotted them into as far as we can tell. So I'm taking pretty much everybody and only throwing out a minimal number of data points from all the guys that were drafted, but there could be a little junk in here.
Okay, so I've got one question. That is, I see the bubble size at 35 inches, and there's 100% of the players did that. I assume bubble size indicates the number of players that fit that exact criteria, right?
That's correct. Bigger sample size at those if the bubble's bigger.
How many are involved at exactly that point, 35 and 100?
That's a good question. Probably, I would say, I don't know, 10?
Okay.
It's about you know, 30, 40 dots here. So I think that's probably about right. So I would say there's maybe, I looked at this too. I want to say it's like 60 guys past 35 or so that had longer arm length. I will say there's a couple guys in there. Jermaine Ifedi in particular is one that he started like the entire season at right guard for the Seahawks when they drafted him in the first round in 2018, 2017. And then moved out to tackle eventually in his next few years. So he met like the 250 snap count minimum. But there are guys in here who played some guard. It's not, you know, exclusively tackles, but they had enough experience at tackles that I thought it, you know, dictated them being treated as a tackle for the purpose of what I'm looking for here.
Okay. Who are some of the real trend breakers in terms, because this is one of the issues is that, you know, you certainly do have NFL tackles playing at 33 inches and under. The Colts are famous for accepting guys who fit into that category. Who are some of the real trend breakers that play tackle with short arms?
Yeah, I didn't really look at anybody in particular, to be honest with you. I think it is interesting to see guys that have outperformed, you know, their arm length, so to speak, but yeah, I haven't looked up anybody in particular in this data set, but I think I'm sure there are guys who succeed despite having shorter arms.
Okay. All right. I know they've had Braden Smith and some other guys have been out there. I don't know if Braden Smith was actually in the 2015 to 24 draft range. He might not have been, but he might've been before that. But this is very interesting, really shows the kind of the breakpoints as to what this happened. So more likely to end up at guard, certainly if you're 33 inches and under. And in fact, your chance to stick at left tackle starts going down pretty steeply under 34 inches, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that is 34 is when I would say you're at least under consideration probably. And I should say too, you know, I know you're an arm length Nazi, but like, you know, I'm not attaching any kind of performance data to this. And I think that we would, it would require a wider understanding to know if this is necessarily the right thing for teams to do, but it is, you know, a study of what teams tend to do. So I would say teams tend to, with guys under 34 inches, at least consider bumping them inside to guard. And then at 33, it's like a toss up, and anything less than that, you're probably more likely to be seeing snaps at guard as a rookie than tackle. And I'm sure some of these guys are keenly aware of that as they're going through the draft process.
Right. I do not know that you can refuse measurements if you go to the combine, but there are probably some left tackles that would rather run the 40 than have their arm length measured.
I'm sure they'd rather run 100 than have their arm length measured and miss out on those millions of dollars that you could get as a left tackle.
Right. All right. This is outstanding stuff. Is there anything more? Is this the only other slide, or is this, I mean, this is terrific, but I'm just wondering if there's another.
Yeah, I think for right now that this is pretty much the extent of it. I think there's still, you know, more digging to be done in this area. So we'll see if I can find anything else worth sharing. But if I do, I'll give you a shout.
Yeah. Anthony, thanks so much for coming on. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
Yeah, you can find me on x.com at Reinhard NFL, R-E-I-N-H-A-R-D NFL. And you can find me on Blue Sky at the same place. I'm trying to get into a better habit of double posting on both sites. So you can interact with me either place.
All right. Outstanding. Other folks out there, I'd like to make a special appeal to you. You can always be on a Film Study Short. Hit me up. DMs are always open on Twitter. I'd love to hear from you. But if you see graphs that are like this, that you think tell a story, this is exactly the kind of modeling I want to underscore on this program. And have a chance to have it be explained. People go to a lot of effort to put this together, and they usually have very good reasons for doing so. So if you see that, please forward me that graph. Just tag me in on it. I'll look at it. I'll contact the original creator of it and have them on, just like Anthony did. But Anthony, great job on this. This is really cool data, and I think it shows something interesting that hopefully people who, you know, want to understand the draft can latch on to in terms of how teams view arm length at left tackle or at tackle in general, and how this ends up, you know, bearing out in the NFL. Because people tend to work, I think, otherwise on an exception basis, and they say, well, what about so-and-so? And, you know, he's the exception to the rule is usually the answer to that. Anthony, thanks again for coming on.
Yeah, thank you, Ken. Had a good conversation. I appreciate it.
And we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Auto Parts.